Din afa pi shehechzik Yisrael achar b'nechosav. Even though another Yisrael is machzik, is zayche in the geres nechosim. In other words, the mind of a ger is that the chura he has no yorshim. His sons are not yidden. His sons are still goyim. They don't yashin him. So nobody yashins a ger, and the chosim lies like hefker. So it says here, who could be zayche? Anybody. So it's saying afa pi shehechzik Yisrael achar b'nechosav. Even though somebody else was zayche in the geres nechosim, oyser. It becomes also. Now it's also for that first Yisrael to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So the Gemara soon going to ask the kasha, what's the solution of afal pi shechzik Yisrael? Mashmi, even if nobody was zeicher, which that should not be the din. If nobody was zeicher in the geres nechotzim, so then only one Yisrael is living here, so pshita, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So what's the solution of afal pi shechzik? Now Rashi says, the kamam porach, my afal pi shechzik. The Gemara will soon ask this kasha. But mishech hashecha, let's say the ger first dies on Shabbos. In other words, at the beginning of Shabbos, or like Friday, they made an Eruvah Chatzeres together, the Yisrael and the ger. So at the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutter for them to carry out from the house into the chotzer. Now, afal pi shehechzik Yisrael achar, even though after the goy dies, the ger dies on Shabbos, nobody else is zeichem in the ger's nechotzer, is ein oiser. Nobody asks, which this lashon is also very shver. What do you mean? If nobody's zeicher, there's no shalom. Then there's only one Yisrael living here. Pshita's allowed to carry out. So all this the Gemara will soon ask. So the Gemara hagufa kasha. What we just said on top is shver, it's a kasha. Or Martha, you said, Miboidjoin, let's say the ger dies on Friday before Shabbos, is a loshen afal pi shehechzik. Even though somebody else was zeicher, still he asks. So the Gemara, you mean to say, v'loi miboy k'loi hechzik? And Pshita telling me, of course, if nobody is zeicher in the geres nechosim, then of course it's aser. That's why you're saying, like, afal pi, even though somebody was zeicher, still it's aser. Shred Gemara Adarabba, just the opposite, that can't be. Ki loy hechzik, if nobody is zeicher, if nobody was zeicher in the geres nechosim, is loy aser. Avada is not aser. Avada is only one Yisrael living here in this chotzer. And pshita, this Yisrael is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So what's pshan lebraisa? So the Gemara Amarav Papa. Amen. You know what the Brisa means to say? Afal pi shaloi hechzik. Means to say, even though nobody was zeichem. Afal pi shaloi hechzik, even though nobody was zeichem, still it's aser. And what's the hezbo? We'll soon see why that should be. So Eshton's fract the Gemara, vo afal pi shechzik etoni. It says no. It says even though somebody was zeichem. So what do you mean to say? It should mean to say even though nobody was zeichem. So the Gemara hochi koma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Even though what? The ger died on Friday, and nobody was zeicher in the ger's nechosim until Shabbos, later on in Shabbos. But at the beginning of Shabbos, nobody was zeicher in the ger's nechosim. So really, at the beginning of Shabbos, who was living here? Just this one Yisrael. See, even though at the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutter for the Yisrael to carry out from his house into the chotzer, still we say later on in Shabbos, when somebody else is zeicher in the ger's house, and now it's considered like that person is living here, that person asks on the other person that nobody can carry out now from the house into the chotzer, unless one is mevatel his reshus to the other one. Nick, we'll see later. So what does the Gemara say here? Again, hokikoma, afal pi shlehechzik mebayjoin, even though nobody was zeicher in the ger's nechosim mebayjoin before Shabbos, ela mishach hashecha, only at night time on Shabbos. Since it was oimed, in other words, people had a right to be kind of the ger's nechosim as soon as he died. So really, on Friday it was oimed. We know for sure somebody is going to be zeich on these nechosim. Therefore, oisim mishachasheicha. Afal pi shlehechzik Yisrael. Oisim mishachasheicha. Therefore, we say that at night time, when the other person is zeicher in the ger's nechosim, now it's osur to carry out to the chotzer. And here we don't say the svara, since the beginning of Shabbos only one person was living here, so since it was hutter from them, it should remain hutter the rest of the Shabbos. That's the svara, here we don't say it. Because here we knew right away at the beginning of Shabbos that somebody is going to be zeicher in this nechosim. So it's never called like at the beginning of Shabbos we could see a hetter for the whole Shabbos. We know right away somebody is going to be zeicher in this ger's nechosim. So later on, as soon as the person is zeicher, now lemaisa there are like two people living in this chotzer, and the yasa zeh that you can't carry out. Let's see Rashi. Afal pi prokla kamon. Afal pi shlehechzik Rashi meboy joim. miyad. Even though on Friday, when the ger died, nobody was zeicher in his nechosim. For him to match atshach, but the people waited until it became nighttime. Vika had to make the Shabbos, and even though at the beginning is Shabbos before somebody was zeicher, it was mutter for this Israel to carry out. Of a shab, had to make the Shabbos oyser. Still later on in Shabbos, when the next person is zeicher, then a chosim becomes also. Can a farshla come on? Like the Gemara soon explain. Since this person had a right to be zeicher in the geres nechosim, even by day, im yirtza. That's not considered an out of heter at the beginning of Shabbos, like we learned before in the Braisa. If something is mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, the heter remains the whole Shabbos. That's only if at the beginning of Shabbos it was oimed, it looked as if the heter would really be at all Shabbos. But here right away we know that this heter is not going to be too long, because we know somebody's going to come and be zeicher in the geres nechosim. So therefore right now it's not really called hutter at the beginning of Shabbos for those Shabbos. And may we say, kol zaman nobody was zeicher, abad mitzmut to carry out. But as soon as somebody is zeicher and then nechosim, then it becomes osti, it can't carry out. Like we'll see later, it means until, unless one is mevatel, they're reshus to the other one. Yeah, so that's trying the Gemara. So the Gemara, afal pish lehechzle, yisrael acher eino oyser. Yeah, this is the next part of the Braisa. It says, even though nobody was zeicher, still ain't oyser. So the chur tzadik, afal pish lehechzik yisrael achar, foloi mi boi ki hechzik. And you, like you're saying, and not only if somebody is zeicher, but even if nobody is zeicher. So the more other rabbi, just the opposite. Ki hechzik oser. What do you mean? When somebody later on is zeicher, it does become oser. Omer rapopom, eima means to say like this. Afal pish lehechzik. Even though somebody is zeicher, still it's mutter. And what's the pshat? Why? Because the ger first died on Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, there wasn't a eruv chatzeris between the Yisrael and the ger. So they had a heter to carry out at the beginning of Shabbos. Now this heter, stamazle, is aimed to be a good heter for the whole Shabbos. Therefore, even though the ger dies on Shabbos, kivon shehutra at the beginning of Shabbos, it's hutra the rest of the Shabbos. For the Gemara though, abavu afa pish shloihech seketoni, but the lashon lebrayis was even though nobody was zeicher. So the Gemara hochi koma afa pish shechik mishach hasheichom, even though somebody was zeicher in the geres nechosim on Shabbos, abekiv on the loihevul elahach sik mevayjoyim. Since like before Shabbos on Friday, nobody had the right to be zeicher in the geres nechosim, because at that time the ger was alive and the ger made an eruv chatzeris. So as we say, is a noiser. Therefore, it does not answer. Why? Because this is called kivach hutro lemixer Shabbos hutro lekula Shabbos. And here it's called the good heter. At the beginning of Shabbos, the ger was alive, and he made an eruv chatzeris with the other Yisrael. So lemaiser, right now they're both allowed to carry out. Since they're both allowed to carry out, therefore we say the heter it stays the whole Shabbos, even though later on in Shabbos the ger dies. And now, if somebody is zeicher, is like a new person without an eruv, it should be awesome. Do we say no? Since the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutter, it's the heter remains for the rest of the Shabbos. So the Gemara, now the raya for our shaila is, again, our shaila was, if a person dies and his son yashins him, does the son have a right to be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos or not? So the Gemara, now the raya is going to be like this. Kitoni miyas resha koponim. At the resha, the beginning of this braisa, it says like this. Oysa. It says what? That if the ger died on Friday, so now, if somebody is zeicher in the nechosim, even on Shabbos, when he's zeicher, it becomes osur. Now you're not allowed to carry out from one reshus into the chotzer. Is the kashra my oyser? Why do we say when he's zeicher on Shabbos? Why says he had to be like a yerush? He's like yashning the ger right now on Shabbos. So why do we say it's osur for the rest of the Shabbos? Nevatel. Why can't one person be nevatel his reshus to the other one? Is the habaminir this mashm is osur that it has to remain osur those Shabbos? Ah, you're saying before that a din yerush has a right to be mevatel. So even though if the Gemara, my oyser diktoni achivatel, that wouldn't be a kasher. When it says oser, it only means kol zaman they're not mevatel one to the other. But as soon as one is mevatel his reshus to the other one, and echnami, then it becomes mutter. So chur, this Gemara is a little bit of a chiddush. The chur before we were saying this svara, why does a yerush have a right to be mevatel? Because the yerush is like in the place of his father. It's lashman kariyah diavuahu. So that's only by his son to his father. he takes over his father's place. But here we're talking about a ger. A ger doesn't have any yorshim. Somebody wants to be zoichim and hefker. So what din yorish does he have? So the chiddush in the Gemara, mashma still. Since you're yashning the ger right now, it's also called like yorish. You're also like taking over the place of the ger. So since if the ger was alive, he would be allowed to be mevatel his rishus one to the other. Therefore we say now also, this person that zoichim and the nechosim should also be allowed to be mevatel one to the other. And if it's mashma, it can't be. So it's a kashra on the man, the yomer, that says you could be mevatel. So Gemara's matcha now, it's only osur up until they're mevatel. Now when they're both living there, if one is mevatel his reshut to the other one, it becomes mutter for the other one, I call upon him to carry out that one Shabbos. So the Gemara, Reb Yechanin Omar Masnisin Mani Beishamahi. Yechanin says, our Mishnah goes according to Beishamai. The Yamri that says, ain't bitter reshus b'Shabbos. He doesn't like this last teretz. Saka mashma that if the ger dies on Shabbos and somebody else is zeicher on Shabbos, that person can't be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos. Why doesn't he have a din like a yerush? The teretz says this price goes according to Beishamai. That Beishamai we had before says the din of bitul that you could be mevatel your reshus on Shabbos, that's like a hilchus erev. That is only chal if you mevatel before Shabbos. But on Shabbos you're not let it be mevatel. Rashi Reb Yechon Nomar Hani Tati Mastisin Basreis of the Army Yerush Oyser is Beishamahi. Goes according to Beishamahi. The Yom Ein Bit Rishus Beishabes. The Tanan, like we learned before, Miei Musai Noisne Rishus, when one wants to be Mabatel his Rishus to the other one, gives up his right to use the Chotzer, when does he have to do it? Beishamahi Yomim Meboi Joim. Beishamahi says it has to be done on Friday before Shabbos, because Bitul is a din like an Erev. No, even though Hilchas Erev Chatzeres has to be done before Shabbos, but Hilchas Bittul could even be done on Shabbos. Omar Ula Zatula, my time of the Beisilah. What's Takab Shan Beisilah? How come you could be Mavato your Rishus on Shabbos? Beisilah didn't like this Pshat. Lukura, everything has to be Chal at the beginning of Shabbos. So since at the beginning of Shabbos you weren't Mavato your Rishus, it was Asar, why doesn't it stay Asar the rest of the Shabbos? Sula says the Chiddush. My time with the Beis Hillel, Nasa Koime Klach Eitzel Yofis. It's as if the Balabos tells a person, go to my good parents. Now this is talking about Hilchas Truma. That there's a lochom, I can't be Mafrish Truma of somebody else's parents, unless he made me for Shliach. Now, like Rashi says, Klach Eitzel Yofis. Gabi Turim Esho Chaver Shloimi Das. I went and took off Truma from my friend from his parents. Now Tanya, Bo Balabayis. Let's say later the Balabos comes back. And he finds out that somebody took off truma from his parents. The Yomoloi, and the Balabos answers back like this. Klach Eitzel Yofis. Even though he took very good parents for truma, the Balabos says, Lushin, you know what? You should have even taken better ones than that. Is in Yeshla Yofis, ma'am, if there really were better ones, then truma's a truma. We talk and say it's good. When the Shliach did it, he had a right to take off the truma. Why? The gole adaita de nichle. We see now when the Balabos says you should have taken the better one, as if the Balabos was nichle what you did the whole time. The Yarmina, therefore, we say, keman de shav yishliach mikara domi. It's as if the Balabos made this person a shliach mikara. Get like yish loimidas, have a yish. When we see a nichle with what happened, we said as if you were nichle all along, even from before. That's the svara over there. So now, Ul is saying, Hochinama, the same thing as over here, but according to Beis Hillel. Kivon the Bitul Hashto. Since now, even though you'd weren't Mevatel Friday, you first waited to Shabbos, and on Shabbos now you'd be Mevatel your Rishus to the other one, still we say it helps, is, Goli Daita de Mikore Vishayus and Ichole. We see now, really, your Das was all the time, that you want that there should be a Heter to carry out from the house into the Chotzer. Elisha Shochach Vairif. So really, you should have made an error before Shabbos, but you forgot. And it's not considered like you're being makna new rishus now on Shabbos. It's only a gilu das that really you had not to do this from before Shabbos. So that's why it's chal according to Beis Hillel. And according to everybody, really mitchila, you can't make a new din bittul on Shabbos. Just as Ul is learning this svar in Beis Hillel is like klach eitzel yofis. If we see you doing it now, it's like a gilu das. You wanted this to be this way all along, even from before Shabbos. So, Omer Abaya, Abaya, we have to kasha tulu. That can't be. Omer Abaya, Meis Nochri b'Shabbos, my klach eitzel yofasika. In the case like we had before, that there was a goy living with two Yisraelim in the chotzer. And since they did not rent the goy's reshus from before Shabbos, it's or calls them on the din rent from the goy, it's also to carry out now the Yisrael into the chotzer, the goy asses. And it doesn't help a bit right now, because the goy is still there. Now the din was we had, let's say the goy dies on Shabbos, now it's mutter for one Yisrael to mavato to the other reshus. Now here, when the Yisrael's mavato, we can't say as if he had das all along to be mavato even from before Shabbos. Because since the goy was living here, the goy was alive before Shabbos, they knew at that time there's no heter unless you rent off the goy. And calls them on, you didn't rent off the goy, you show us your das is not to be able to carry it on Shabbos. So now when the goy dies on Shabbos, why is that loch we hold like the man the yomah, that you are allowed to be mavato your reshus now, one to the other? Here it doesn't pass ulisvar. He is nicha, can't say that since he's nicha now, we see as if he was always nicha. Before he wasn't nicha. Because before, when the goy was alive, it's not possible to move out to your shoes. First, you have to rent it off him. So the chur, you see, even though there's no gilodas that before you were nicha, just right now, if right now the goy dies, and now there's only two Yisraelim living there, and they could be mavato the reshus one to the other, it helps according to Beis Hillel. So the chur, the svar is not like Ula. Even though there's no gilodas you really meant it before Shabbos, still Beis Hillel holds pasha geret. You're allowed to be mavato your reshus on Shabbos. So the Zohar says, Gemara, what is the machlokes then between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So the Mori, Elohocha boho kemiflugi. You know what the machlokes is? It's a machlokes, how does the din bitul go? When you're giving up your rights to use the chotzer. To Beis Shammai, savri bitul rishus, mikne rishusahu. You know, when you're mevatu rishus, giving up the rights to use it, you really have to be makne your rishus. Like, make sure the other person is kind of acquires it. So the Zohar, umikne rishus, bishabes osir. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. That's why Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to be mevatu your rishus on Shabbos. Or Beis Hillel savri, Beis Hillel holds no. Istaluke rishus b'yalmuhu. V'istaluke rishus b'shabes shapedomi. Beis Hillel holds when you're being mevatu your rishus, you're not really being makni your rishus to somebody else. You're not giving him a kinyan now. It's just a svara istaluke. You're like just taking yourself away to get like a mechila. I'm just taking myself out of this chotzer. So to be mistalik yourself, take yourself out of the chotzer, that's mutter. The Farshim say Nechamim, from here at Saraya, you're allowed to be moichel something on Shabbos. Moichel just means you're just taking yourself away from here. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. You can take yourself away from the Zach. So Lashon is, Obeisul Savri, Istaluke Rishus B'yamahu. Istaluke Rishus B'shabbos Shapadami, and Echnami, you're allowed to give up, be mistalik yourself on Shabbos. Vashenken, according to Beis Shammai, where it's a real kinyan dikalocha, so it's also like Ratlis, Rashi says, the Shabbos also, to domel a mekachamemcher. This is mamish doima to doing a mekachamemcher on Shabbos, which is also. So according to Beis Shammai, it's also. According to Beis Hillel, it's mutter. Zot Gemara. Bal habayis shoye shutef lishchenuf. O bal habos, and he had his neighbors, and they both shared the same chotzer. So Pasha was out in the Ruvi Chatzeris, it's also to carry out from your house into the Chotzer or into your neighbor's house. Now, they didn't really put an Erev Chatzeris, but just Balabayish so you shutav l'shchein of l'zebiyayin l'zebiyayin. They both had a shutfis, the Balabos and his neighbor both owned wine together. L'zebiyayin l'zebiyayin, they both owned wine together. Is dalocha einam tzrichim arif. They don't have to make any special Ruvi Chatzeris. That the neighbors own wine together, and it's like we'll see in the Gemara, it's in one keli, that automatically has a din erev for them. Even though they didn't put it there, the shame erev, still, the svar of an erev is that if we own things together, it's like we're in one place. So if we're mamash shutfis in the wine together, that's enough for an erev. We look as if we're muriv, we're together. Like Rashi says, shoye shutfim chenuv, sheve mobi l'shem shutfis balmo, v'loy l'shem shutf. Yeah. So the Gemara, the Mishnah though, what about l'zeh b'yayin l'zeh b'shemin, then tzrich anarev. If one shutef owned wine and the other or neighbor owned shemin, oil, that's no good. Even though they're shutefes together, they're doing business together, this is no good. And the Gemara will explain the chilek is, because wine and shemin usually keep in two different kelim. If you keep in two different kelim, that's not good for nerev. Vashenken, the mile of wine and wine, it's in one keli, and if you have the two wines mixed together in the same keli, we look as if both people are muruv together. We have Yishimon, Noemi Yishimon says, Echod ze, v'yechod ze, einan tzrich anarev. He holds no, even though they're shutfis, one in wine and one in shemen, that's enough in Erev. You don't have to make a special Erev. Even though the churis in two separate kelim, still it's good. And the Gemara will explain what's the svar of Shimon, why is it good for Nerev. So the Gemara, Omar Rav, uvekli echad. You should know that the Mishnah says of the both of shutfas and wine, it means the wine is in one keli. And Omar Rav, deikanam, you have a rhyme for now Mishnah like that. Tiktoni, because the Mishnah says, lezeh b'yayin, ulezeh b'shemin, tzrichin larev. If the shutfas was that one own wine and one old oil, that's no good. You can't make an error for that. Now, why not? What's the difference if they both own wine together or they own wine and shemen together? What's the difference? So, if you'll tell me that reisha b'kli yechad, the reisha that says it's good only if the shutfis was in one keli, and seifa b'shnei kelim, mashenk in the seifa, usually you don't put wine and oil together, therefore the shutfis had to be in two separate kelim, then it's shapir, that's why it's good, the erev is not chal. Even though the shutfis, we're saying the shutfis only helps, their partnership only helps if they're both in the same keli. Mashenkin wine and oil on two different kelim, it's no good. Eli yarm, but if you're going to tell me, reisha b'shnei kelim, when the reisha says that a partnership in wine could be two separate kelim, v'seifa b'shnei kelim, and the seifa one says the partnership is with wine and oil, it's also two kelim. What's the difference then? Mali yain v'yain, mali yain v'shemen. What should be the difference between wine and wine and wine and oil? They're both shutfis. So it's a raya that we're talking about that has to be in one keli. So mali yain v'yain, you could put in one keli. Mashenkin yain v'shemen, you can't put in one keli. Omalei Abaye, Abaye answers back, no, maybe there's no Raya to Rav. I'll tell you the svar like this. Yain v'yain, it could taka be in two separate kelim. But you know why it's good? While ro'u la'arif, it's ro'i, a kol, it's possible to put them two together. So that's why we can look as if you're in Uruf together. You have an Erev here. Even though you didn't put it there, you did not put it down, the shame Erev, you just own the wine together, that's good enough for an Erev. Mashenkin, shemen, yain v'shemen, and ro'u la'arif. Mashenkin the Sefer said that since you have wine and oil, it's not roy to marav together, here we can't look as if you're together. So Rashi explains here, Rashi, Omar Rav b'kli yechad, shekulam hoyu shutfas b'kli yechad, the shutfas was in one keli. Abo b'shnei kelim lo, if the wine was in two different kelim, it's no good. So Rashi has the kasha now, v'yav agav v'yami b'yitzilu aperek mishir tzir, we had before, the b'yitzilu shrit there is, erev ha'nosim b'shnei kelim, if you had an erev in two different kelim, so you collected the pas from the whole chotzer, is kosher. So you see, in two different kelim is kosher. So Rashi also moved the mikor l'shem erev govli. There we're talking about you went around collecting the erev. The food was there l'shem erev. Or meluy l'mona, you filled up one kelim. The yaisen you have left over, you let it put into a second kelim. Habul hocha the lav l'shem shittefu. But here it wasn't put there l'shem eruv v'chatzeris. It was put there or l'shem shtufu mevoyis. It was tam put there for shutfis. His mother would say, "Bekli echadin, the beis kelim loy. It's only good if it's in one kelim. In two kelim, it's no good." The Rashi says the lashon shittuf. Shittuf means shtufim mevoyis, in order to be carried out from the chatzerim into the mavi into the alleyway. And Rashi says the bediyik, because like we'll see in Amid Bey, the lochis are to make an eruv chatzerish. You have to use bread. You can't use anything else. See, so we're talking about wine. Wine machlal is no good for eruv chatzerish. Mashenkin for shtufim mevoyis. That means in order to make all the chatzeres together, that you're allowed to carry out from your chatzer into the mavui, for that is good even wine. So here the Mishnah Pashta is talking about the erev of shtufim mevoyis. To marav everybody in the mavui together, all the chatzeres, that you should be allowed to carry out from your chatzer into the mavui, so that's good even with wine. Yeah. Right. So the Marav, Reb Shimon Oimer, Echot Zeh, V'yechot Zeh, Ein Tzrich Narav. Reb Shimon says no. Even though the shutfis is that one person owns wine and one person owns shemen, and Pasha the Havamini is it in two different kelim, still is good for Nerev. For at the Gemara, for Yafidu Lezeh B'yayin Lezeh B'shemen, like how could that be? Even if one owns wine and one owns oil, where's the Erev here? It's two separate kelim, there's no mixture, they're not together. On my Rabba, Sarabba gives a teretz. Holcha B'mayaskin, you know what Reb Shimon is talking about? A new case. He's not going back to our first case, a case of shutfis, that our Silcha shutfis, they're Muriv. He's going back to real good Erev. Hachem Askinen v'chotzer shebein shnei mevoyis. We're talking about a chotzer that's situated between two different mevoyis. And we're talking about each mov yavada has their own Eruv v'chatzeris. And now they want to be able to carry from the mov into the middle chotzer. So they have to make a new Eruv v'chatzeris. So each mov made a special Eruv into the middle chotzer. So the right mov came with oil and the left mov came with shemen. And both of the outer ones now are mutter to carry into the middle one. And the middle one is mutter to carry into the two outer ones. The two outer ones, the two movi, are not allowed to carry one to the other, because they were not marav together. So the marav Reb Shimon the time, and Reb Shimon goes according to his tam, his reasoning that we had before. That not we had a mishnah before. Omer Reb Shimon, lomer hadover doima. What is this thing doima to? Lishalosh chatzeres. You have three chatzerim, one next to another. Ha'psuches zuluzu. That they have an opening one into the other, and they're also psuches lushus rabin. Each chatzer is also open, has its own opening into the Shus Rabin. So in a case like this, they don't ask the Zeh Zeh, because each one has its own exit into the Shus Rabin. But if they want to, they're allowed to make an Arubah Chatzeres together, since there's a Pesach, there's an opening between one chatzer and the next chatzer. Is the locha like this? Irvu shtayim achitzoynes imhoem tzoyis. The two outer chatzerim put an Erev into the middle chatzer. Is he muteris imhoem? The middle chatzer now is mut to carry out into both chatzerim. Yeah, so locher is he muteris imohin. The middle one is muta to carry out into both outer chotzers. The hein muteris imoh, and the two outer chotzers are allowed to carry into the middle chotzer. Abu shtayim hachitzoynois asurois zu imzu. But the two outer chotzerim are also to carry one into the other, because they never made an eruv with chotzeres together. They only made an eruv with the middle one. So it's the same halacha here also. That Reb Shimon says, means even though one mavui put wine into the middle chotzer and the other mavui put shemen into the middle chotzer, so they made two special like shtufim mavois in order to be carried into this middle chotzer, but the two Adam mavuis never made an eruv together. They're not allowed to carry one into the other. That's pshat in our mishnah. Nothing to do with halachas of shutfis, of owning things b'shutfis. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye has to kasha back. Mi dami, according to this, is it good? Is there a tzushtel? Is it like hosom ketoni shtayim hachitzoynos asuris? Over there, before we had clearly that the two outer chatzerim are not allowed to carry one to the other, since they didn't make an erev chatzeres together, they can't carry. Hoch ketoni, but here and now, Mishnah says a loshin ein tzrichen larif. Here it says loshin ein tzrichen larif klal. You don't have to make an Erev at all. That's the Lashon of our Mishnah. Zechurat's Mashmi, you don't have to make an Erev at all. Mashmi, everybody is Mutter straight through. So if you're going to tell me something about a Chotzer in between two Mavis, it's Remutter to carry straight through from one Mavi into the next Mavi. Something more name. Ein Tzrich Marev Shcheinim Pahadi Balabais. Means the two sides don't have to make an Erev with the middle Balabas. But it's possible to say the Shechinim, the two sides, if they want to make an Erev with, in order to carry straight across from one to the other, they don't have to make their own Erev. In other words, since they didn't make an Erev together, it's just each one made an Erev with the middle one, so the middle one is muta with both of them. But the two outer ones attack are also to carry one into the other, unless they go and make a new Erev together. Yeah, like Rashi says, Shechinim Badi Adodi. If from one mavu they want to carry into the next mavu, is trich and larav, they have to make a new shtufim voice. For law says cool them pass bechotzer zu. Yeah, good. That's one shot. So the more weiter. For Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbonin, beplukta, Rabbi Yechonin, Benuri, Rabbonin, kamiflut.